Please keep light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. You are here blessing every life. You are here blessing every life. We worship you, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. You are here changing our lives. You are here changing our lives. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here lifting up our lives. You are here lifting up our lives. We worship you, Savior, we worship you, Waymaker, Waymaker, Miracle Walker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, our God, that is who you are. Sing it with the whole of your heart. Waymaker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. Thank you, Lord. Waymaker, once again. Waymaker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are here. You are here. Moving in our midst. We worship you. We worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Jesus. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Lord of Lords. Worship the I Am That I Am. Worship the Rock of Israel. Worship the Rock of Ages. Worship the Ancient of Days. Worship the Lord of Hosts. Worship the God of Israel. The God of Heaven and the Earth. Worship the owner of everything and everyone. Blessed be your holy name, Father. King of Israel, we worship you. Lord of hosts, we worship you. Miracle worker, we worship you. Mountain mover, we worship you. Great deliverer, we worship you. Lion of the tribe of Judah, we worship you. Lord, we bow before you, for you are our God, you are our Maker, you are our Father, you are our Savior, you are our warrior, you are our healer, our deliverer. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Who is like unto thee? In heaven there is none. On earth there is none. Under the earth there is none. For you are the Most High God. You are the Most High God. The greatest in power. The greatest in wisdom. The greatest in might. The greatest in dominion. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Rock of Israel, we worship you. We worship you, King of Glory. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you for who you are. For you are wonderful. For you are merciful. For you are powerful. You are full of compassion. You are full of kindness and love. In fact, you are love personified. We worship you, Father. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you are doing in our favor. Thank you for what you are still going to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's praises. Yeah, we shall be going into the prayer point. And I want you to pray with the whole of your heart. Pray with all faith that you have. Pray because you believe, not because you need to fill the gap. Yeah, not just to show that you are in attendance in this prayer meeting. Yeah, but because you believe the God you serve. Yeah, that's why you should pray tonight. And that is why you should always pray. And that is how you should always pray. Not because you just want to be in attendance, but because you believe that God is able. Because you believe that God is powerful. Because you believe that God will help you. That he has in his hands all the helps that you need. And that is why you should pray. Not because it can be on record that so that is the heart I want you to pray with tonight. And that is the heart I want you to always pray with. A heart that is full of faith and expectations from the living God, the Almighty God. Yeah, so you're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for all my help shall come from you. Thank you, Father, because you are not weak to help me. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, thank you because you are not weak to help me. Thank you, Father, because all my helps shall come from you. All my help shall come from you. All my helps shall come from you. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Father. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Father, because you are strong enough. In fact, you are more than enough to help me. Your strength is more than enough to help me. Your power is more than enough to help me. Thank you, Lord. Begin to thank him like that. Say, Father, thank you because all my helps shall come from you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Open your mouth. Say, thank you, Father. Because all my helps shall come from you. Thank you because you are strong enough to help me. You are not weak. You are strong enough to help me. And because you are going to help me, you have determined to help me. Say, Father, I thank you because you have determined to help me. You are not considering whether to help me or not. You have made up your mind to help me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all my help shall come from you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I pray for you. our sister that said she has a pain on the stomach. I pray for you that at the sound of my voice, the pain will disappear in the name of Jesus. I speak to that pain. Come out in the name of Jesus. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Amen. So we are going to continue with the prayer point. Now you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open the heavens over my life. Say, Father, open your heavens over my life and let it rain. Let it rain your power. Let it rain your peace. Let it rain your glory. Let it rain fire. Let it rain power. Let it rain glory upon my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, open the heavens now upon me, upon my environment, upon this location, this place that I am. Father, open the heavens. Let it rain power. Let it rain fire. Let it rain glory. Let it rain fire. Let it rain glory. Let it rain power upon me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, open the heavens upon my life. Open your heavens upon my life. Rain down your power. Rain down your glory. Rain down your presence. Rain down your fire. Rain down your glory. Rain down your power. Rain down your presence. Begin to pray like that. Upon me, open the heavens, Father. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. She has a shita handed herself. Open the heavens. Thank you, Lord. As you're praying that prayer, it is happening immediately. So, Lord, open the heavens upon me. Let your power rain. Rain down your grace. Rain down your praises. Rain down your glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Rain down your fire. Rain down your fire. Rain down your glory. Rain down your fire. Rain down your glory upon my spirit, upon my soul, upon my body. Rain down your glory. Thank you, Lord. Rain down your fire. Rain down your presence. Rain down your power. Thank you, Lord. Let's do her switch in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, rain down your fire upon every demonic presence in my life, in my environment, in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. So, Lord, rain down your fire upon every demonic presence and consume them all, waste them all in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, raise up your right hand. Begin to say, Father, rain down your fire. Rain down your fire. Rain down your fire upon every demonic presence in my environment, in my body system, in my spirit, in my soul, in nooks and crannies of the building I am living. Rain down your fire. Destroy them all in the name of Jesus. Hekasho hakasande heshiba. Rain down your fire. Destroy them. Pray like that with the whole of your heart, with every faith you got. Say, Father, rain down your fire upon every demonic presence in my life. Rain down your fire upon every demonic presence in my home. Rain down your fire upon every demonic presence in my marriage. Rain down your fire upon every demonic presence in my career. Rain down your fire upon every demonic presence in my finances. Oh God of heaven and the earth, rain down your fire. Destroy them all. 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 In the name of Jesus. Fire of God. Destroy them. Destroy them. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Continue to pray. Lift up your right hand and begin to say, Father, rain down your fire upon every demonic presence in my life, in my environment, in my body system, in my blood, in my soul, in my spirit. Every presence of darkness, every demonic presence of devils, presence of darkness, presence of oppressions of darkness, fire of God, destroy them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I enter into the fulfillment of God's promises for my life and destiny. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I enter into the fulfillment of God's promises for my life, calling, career, and destiny. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I enter into the fulfillment of God's promises for my life. In the name of Jesus, I enter into the fulfillment of God's promises for my calling, for my ministry, for my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I enter. Thank you, Lord. I enter into the fulfillment of God's prophecies, of God's promises for my life and career and destiny. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. No more delays in my life. No more stagnation. No more delay. I walk into the fulfillment of God's promises for my life and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, I walk into the fulfillment of God's promises for my life, calling, and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah. There's going to be a power manifestation right there where you are. I don't know what God wants to do. Yeah. But the Spirit of God is telling me that He wants to appear in your location right there where you are. And He wants to do something something powerful. I don't know how to describe it, but we'll call it powerful. He wants to do something powerful. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your power fall. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, let your power fall upon me. Let your power fall upon me. Let it fall into this place that I am. And let everything turn around. Let everything change. Let everything turn around for my good. In the name of Jesus, raise up your right hand and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your powerful, let your power fall on me, let your power fall into this place that I am, and let everything turn around, let everything change, let everything turn around for my good, in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your power fall on me. Say, Father, let your power fall on me and change everything in my life. And change everything in my life for my good. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I don't know if you can feel his power. Continue to pray until the power fall. Say, Lord, let your power fall. Thank you, Lord. And change everything in my life. And change everything around me. And change everything within and without for my good. Let your power fall. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. You're still going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow in my life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow mightily in my life until the will of God prevail in my life. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow mightily. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Wind of the Holy Ghost, blow mightily in my life, blow in my life, and begin to set things in position, begin to set things in order, to agree with the will of God, in the name of Jesus. Wind of the Holy Ghost, blow mightily in my life until the will of God prevail. Until the will of God prevail. Until the will of God prevail. Wind of the Holy Ghost, blow in my life. Blow in my life. Blow mightily in my environment. Blow mightily in my situations. Blow mightily in my life. Wind of the Holy Ghost, blow, blow, move, blow, move mightily in my life until the will of God prevail in my life. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Jesus. So wind of the Holy Ghost to blow. Blow mightily in my situation. Wind of the Holy Spirit, blow mightily in my finances. Wind of the Holy Spirit, move mightily in my career. Move mightily in my environment. Move mightily upon me until the will of God prevailed in my life. Begin to blow, begin to move, begin to operate. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You need to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I invoke the blood of Jesus to destroy every curse upon my life, every curse of darkness upon my life. Say, I invoke the blood of Jesus to destroy every curse upon my life now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I invoke the blood of Jesus to destroy permanently every curse of darkness upon my life and calling and destiny. Every inherited curse, every ancestral curse, every generational curse upon my life, I invoke the blood of Jesus upon them now. I invoke the blood of Jesus upon them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Blood of Jesus, destroy ancestral curse upon my life and destiny. Blood of Jesus, destroy ancestral curse upon my life and calling and destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the blood of Jesus upon every curse of darkness following my life from childhood. I invoke the blood of Jesus to destroy them. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. As you have said those words, so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive the keys of God's kingdom to walk in the realm of where impossible things becomes possible. Yeah, that's how you're going to pray that prayer. You're going to say, I receive the keys of the kingdom of heaven to walk, to live, to operate in the realm where impossible things become possible. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. I receive the keys of the kingdom of heaven. In the name of Jesus, I receive the keys of the kingdom of heaven to enter and walk and operate in the realm where impossible things become possible. I receive the keys of the kingdom of God to operate, to live, to walk in the realm where impossible things become possible. I receive the keys. I receive the keys. I receive the keys to access such realm, to access that realm, the realm of God, where impossible things become possible. I receive the keys of the kingdom of heaven to enter into that realm. I receive the keys now. Begin to demonstrate with your hand that you are receiving something. Begin to demonstrate with your hand that you are receiving something. Show it like you are receiving something. And begin to pray like that. Say, I receive the keys of the kingdom of heaven to access, to enter the realm of God where impossible things become possible. I receive the keys now. You see how did you come? Thank you, Lord. I receive the keys now. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Father. I receive the keys. I receive the keys. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I command instant blindness to strike every demonic eye watching over the affairs of my life. You're going to say, I command those eyes to go blind right now. In the name of Jesus. Say, every demonic eye watching over the affairs of my life, I command you to go blind forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, go blind forever. Go blind forever. I command instant blindness upon every demonic eye watching over the affairs of my life, watching over my going out and coming in, watching over my life for evil. Go blind now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you prayed that prayer with the whole of your faith. Thank you, Lord. Say, I command every demonic eye, every witchcraft eye, every demonic eye, every satanic eye, every eye of principalities and powers watching over the affairs of my life for evil, I command instant blindness upon those eyes. I command those eyes to go blind forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I command such eyes to go blind forever. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to raise up your right hand again. Yeah. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the sword of the Lord to cut off every hand of darkness. Pulling me down from the height God has placed me, from the position God has placed me. Say, I invoke the sword of the Lord to cut off every hand of darkness, drawing me down from the position, from the place God has placed me. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. He has she taken the heart. Lehande Shiva Sigiando Shika. Mangeshis of Sahash de Natojida. Lehande Shihi Sasedipa. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. The sword of the Lord is fighting for you. Say, I invoke the sword of the Lord to cut off every evil hand pulling me down from the position God has placed me. Thank you, Lord. From the height God has placed me. Sword of the Lord, cut them off forever. In the name of Jesus, I invoke the sword of the Lord to cut off every demonic pulling me down from the place the Lord has positioned me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to pray and then you're going to demonstrate the prayer. Yeah. It is a prophetic exercise to demonstrate a prayer that you are praying. Yeah, it is prophetic to demonstrate a prayer. Yeah, so when you pray, there is also a place of demonstrating the prayers. Yeah. So you're going to demonstrate this prayer we're about to pray right now. Yeah, and this is the prayer point. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I uproot every demonic plantation in my life. Every demonic plantation in my life, I uproot them in the name of Jesus. So you're going to stretch down your hand as if you're pulling something out of the ground. Yeah, so you can do it while sitting down. Yeah, you can bend down to do it. So you're going to demonstrate as if you are pulling something out of the ground. So you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I uproot every plantation of darkness in my life. Every plantation of darkness growing evil in my life. I uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Everything God has not planted in my life and is growing evil and is growing darkness, growing failure, growing sorrow, growing sicknesses, growing diseases, I uproot through to them now. In the name of Jesus, I uproot them. Every demonic plantation in my life, growing evil, producing evil, I uproot you all now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to demonstrate that prayer. Continue to demonstrate it. Continue to demonstrate it. Say, I pull them out of my life. 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 Every plantation of darkness, producing evil, producing misfortunes, producing failures, producing setbacks, producing sorrow, producing shame and disgrace. Every plantation of darkness, I pull you out of my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, I pull you out. I pull you out. I pull you out. I pull you out. Begin to say those words and begin to demonstrate it. I pull you out. He just sounded the hand. Continue to demonstrate it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let everything the devil has put in place to cause dishonor, reproach, disgrace, and shame in my life, let them fall out of place. I'm going to repeat it again. You're going to say, Father, let everything the devil has put in place to cause dishonor, shame, reproach, disgrace in my life, let them fall out of place right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Whatever the enemy has put in place to ensure that I experience shame and dishonor and disgrace, let them fall out of place now. In the name of Jesus, let them fall out of place. Everything devil has arranged and programmed to cause me sorrow, to cause me shame, to cause disgrace in my life, to cause dishonor in my life, to cause reproach in my life, let them fall out of place now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let them fall out of place. I decree over your life that whatsoever the enemy has put in place so as to destroy God's honor in your life, so as to disgrace and put you to shame, I decree that they fall out of place now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I come against every power of darkness, hiding me from being discovered by people that are meant to help me fulfill my calling and destiny. You're going to say, I come against every darkness that is hiding me from being discovered by men and women that God has ordained to help me fulfill my destiny. Let such darkness catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, let such power, let such darkness catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Every power of darkness that is hiding me so that my destiny helpers will not find me. Every power of darkness that has hidden me somewhere, that has covered my life so that I will not be discovered by my destiny helpers. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I come against every power of darkness, hiding me from being discovered by my destiny helpers. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them down. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, every darkness covering up my life, making difficult for people God has ordained to help me, to support me, to lift up my life, to discover me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Now, in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, one thing that I know about God, or maybe I should say, one thing that I know about God, God dealing with men, yeah, is that God does not need multitudes. Yeah. God don't need large number of people. Yeah. He only needs some few people who will be serious with him. God only needs some few people who are desperate for him, who are desperate for his help. Just few people who are going to be serious with God, who are going to partner with God. Just few people who are going to take God very serious and take the word of God very serious and take the will of God very serious and take pleasing God very serious. So God just needs some few people. Now, God can do miracles and multitude will be attracted. But God don't walk by multitudes. Yeah, he can draw multitudes unto himself, but he is looking for just some few that are serious. Yeah. So that is why even myself, I don't walk with multitudes. Yeah, in fact, I don't need multitudes. I need those few people that really love God. Just those few that want God, that want to make heaven, that want to do what is right. So those are just the people God is looking for, not some multitudes that are going to fill the a large auditorium. I mean a large church auditorium. God is not looking for multitudes. So you're going to pray. Now, why am I saying this? Because of what God is telling me right now. He wants to help you if you will be serious with Him. Yeah. He wants to help you if you will take Him serious. If you will take His word serious. If you will take His will serious. If you will take fellowshipping with Him serious. If you will take obeying Him serious. Then He will help you. If you will take prayer serious. Fasting serious. Bible study serious. So when you are serious, God is telling me that He is going to seriously help you. Yeah, I don't know if that grammar is correct. So He's going to seriously help you. Yeah, He's going to help you in a mighty way if you will take Him serious. So you're going to pray. Yeah, if it is just four people here that will take God serious, I see God changing their lives. If it is just four people here, but I know all of you will take Him serious. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from everything contending with my personal walk with you. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from everything that is fighting my personal walk with you. Say, Lord, deliver me now. Deliver me now. Everything that does not want me to take you serious. Everything that does not want me to get closer to you. Lord, deliver me from those things. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. So, Lord, I know you don't walk with multitudes. You walk with those that really love you. You walk with those that really desire you. Those that really have hunger for you. Lord, deliver me from everything that is fighting my relationship with you. Talk to God if you are really sincere with this prayer point. So, Lord, deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me from whatsoever is affecting, fighting, attacking my walk with you, my relationship with you, my closeness with you. Lord, deliver me from such things. In the name of Jesus, deliver me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, deliver me. Say, Lord, deliver me. Say, I know that you walk with those that are serious. You walk with those that are desperate. You walk with those that are true in their heart. Those that are pure. I know that those are the kind of people you walk with. People who say what they mean and people who mean what they say. Lord, I know those are the kind of people you walk with. Lord, deliver me from everything attacking my walk with you. Everything fighting my walk with you. Say, Lord, deliver me. I don't know if you're really praying this prayer. Say, Lord, deliver me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, the Bible says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. That is what the Bible says. So if you don't draw near to God, why do you think He will draw near to you? Why do you think He will touch you when you need His touch? Why do you think He should bless you when you need His blessing? Why do you think He should help you when you need His help? If you don't draw near to Him, why should He help you? Why should He trust you? So talk to God again. A heart that longs for you. Give me a heart that longs to be with you. A heart that longs to hear from you. A heart that longs to drink from you. A heart that longs to fellowship with you. Lord, give me such a heart. A heart that longs for you. A heart that hungers for you. A heart that yearns for you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. She had a candidate. So, Lord, give me such a heart. So, Lord, give me such a heart. A heart that desires you more than food. A heart that desires you more than any pleasure in this world. So Lord, give me such a heart that desires you. A heart that desires you more than anything in this world. More than anything in this world. So Lord, give me such a heart. Lord, give me such a heart. I don't know if you are praying this prayer wholeheartedly. Talk to God. So Lord, give me such a heart that desires you more than anything, more than any pleasure in this world. More than the pleasure of food, more than the pleasure of money, more than the pleasure of anything. Lord, give me such a heart. Give me such a heart. Give me such a heart. Yes, a heart that longs for you. In the day, in the noon, in the afternoon, in the evening, in the night, in the midnight, in every hour. A heart that longs for you. A heart that always desires you. Lord, give me such a heart. Thank you, Lord. Give me such a heart. Give me such a heart, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We're going to pray seven more prayer points. And then I will be praying for you. Yeah, you're going to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, pleasures of this world begin to disappear from my heart, from my soul, from my mind. Say, Father, let the pleasures of this world, the pleasures of sin, begin to vanish away from my heart, from my mind, from my soul. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Until you lose connection with the pleasures of this world, you cannot connect with the pleasures of God's kingdom. You cannot experience the glory of God. I mean, the overwhelming glory of God. You cannot connect with the power of God as it is in heaven. Say, Lord, disconnect me from the pleasures of this world. Say, Lord, disconnect me from the pleasures of sin. Uproot from my soul. Uproot from my mind. Uproot from my heart. Pleasures of this world. Pleasures of the flesh. Pleasures of sin. In the name of Jesus, so that I can feel your presence. Until you begin to die to the pleasures of this world, you will not be able to feel God's presence as it is. Yeah, I know some of you might have been feeling some presence of God, but there are deeper realms of God's presence. That when you feel it, you will know that you feel something. You will feel the life of God himself. You will feel it deep inside of you. The life that destroys any form of death or sickness or disease. Such life, you will literally feel that life in you because you are dead to the pleasures of this world. So talk to God. Say, Lord, uproot from my heart, remove from my soul the pleasures of this world, the pleasures of sin, the pleasures of the flesh, that I may connect with the pleasures of your presence, that I may connect with the pleasures of your glory, that I may connect with the pleasures of heaven. There are pleasures of heaven. Now, when you taste them, you don't want to stop tasting them. I know what I'm talking about. There are realms in heaven that when you have contact with those realms, you don't want to leave those realms. You don't want to leave those realms. In fact, you might even want to continue like that. You might not want to come back to this realm again. So, Lord, disconnect me from pleasures of this world. Connect me with the pleasures of your glory, with the pleasures of heaven. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You know, I got to a point in my walk with God where I realized that I have to die to every pleasure that is in this world, including the pleasure of sex. So I got to a point where I realized that I have to die to every pleasure that is in this world. Otherwise, devil will continually use them to enslave me. Yeah. That is what I discovered. So I discovered that what a man crave for, what any person, anybody crave for, is the weapon the devil will use to enslave them. Like some people are so desperate to get married, and that was why they married the wrong person. So devil used what they were desperate for to enslave them and to make them fall and sin against God. Some people are so desperate to make money, and that was what devil used to bring them down. And that is what devil always used to bring them down spiritually. So that thing you so much crave for, watch out, because it is that thing that will destroy you, that devil will use to destroy you. Yeah, so we are going to pray that prayer again. So you must die to every pleasure that is in this world before you can rule over the devil. You must die to every pleasure in this world, even every pleasure in the flesh, before you can rule over those pleasures, and before you can rule over Satan. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, kill and uproot every craving in my soul for the pleasures of this world. You're going to say, Father, and uproot every craving in my soul for the pleasures of the flesh, pleasures of sin, pleasures of this world. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, kill and destroy every craving, every desire in my soul for the pleasures of this world, for the pleasures of sin, for the pleasures of the flesh. Lord, kill and destroy them. Uproot the cravings in the name of Jesus. Uproot the cravings. The Bible says that the world is passing away. And those that are craving for the pleasures of the world, those that love the world, they will also pass away with the world. I don't want you to pass away with the world. That's why I'm leading you to pray this kind of prayers. I don't want you to get lost as this world is getting lost forever. Say, Lord, destroy from my soul, destroy every craving for pleasures of the world. Destroy that craving in my soul, every craving in my soul for the pleasures of the world. Lord, let them die forever. Let them die forever. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, five more prayer points. I was talking to someone recently. I said, in the kingdom of God, you get in excess things you are dead to. Yeah, because some of you might be asking the question that, all right, you are telling us to die to the pleasures of food, to the pleasures of sex, to the pleasures of, you know, some good things that are in the world. Are you saying it is wrong to have those good things? No, I'm not saying they are wrong. But what I'm saying is that except you die to those things, they will rule over you. And if they can rule over you, then they can destroy you. Yeah, that's what I mean. And also what I'm saying, what I'm also saying is that until you die to the things of this world, God will not be able to bless you with them in excess. If you have not died to the love of money, God will not be able to bless you with excess money. Yeah, that is what I know about the kingdom of God. What you have not died to, heaven will not give you in excess, because they know it will destroy you. Yeah. So until you die practically to these things, you will not be able to gain them in excess. These are practical things that have been proven in the lives of many people, even in my own life. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to rule over the world and everything in the world and every pleasure in the world. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to be completely dead to the world. So, Lord, I want to rule over the world and over the pleasures of the world. So, Lord, help me to be completely dead to the world. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Mashiach HaTetzah. So, Lord, I want to rule over the world and over the pleasures of the world. Or you say, I want to overcome the world and I want to overcome all the pleasures of the world. So, Lord, help me to die to the world. Apostle Paul said that the world is crucified unto him. He said he is dead to the world. So, meaning that he is not being controlled by the world system or by anything going on in the world. He's not being controlled by the pleasures of the world. That is what it means to be dead to the world. It means that the pleasures of the world cannot control you. Yeah, they don't determine your joy and happiness. So, Lord, help me to die to the world so that I can overcome the world, so that I can overcome the pleasures that are in the world. In the name of Jesus, someone help me to die to the world. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Jesus said, he said, the God of this world came and he has nothing in me. So Satan came to Jesus, and Satan couldn't find any of his property. He couldn't find any worldly pleasure inside of Jesus. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to die to this world, that I may rule over this world, just as Jesus ruled over the world. That I may overcome the world, just as Jesus overcame the world. Lord, help me to die to the world. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. Yeah, we are dealing with the issues of your soul. Because your soul is more important to God and heaven than any other thing in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your light shine in my soul to expose every secret darkness that I have embraced. To expose every secret darkness that is going to destroy my soul. Say, Lord, let your light shine in my soul. Let it expose every darkness hiding in my soul for my destruction. Yeah, look at Peter. If not that Jesus prayed for Peter, Peter was going to get lost forever. Peter didn't know that there is a darkness in his soul. He didn't know until he denied Jesus three times. He didn't know that there is a darkness inside of his soul. And he publicly denied Jesus three times. So the same way many people have secret darkness in their souls. And they think they belong to God, not knowing that they don't belong to God. Because just a simple temptation, they fall. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your light shine in my soul. Let it expose and destroy every secret darkness inside me that is going to send me to hell. Let your light shine in my soul and expose them and destroy them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I value your soul a lot. That is what I'm doing, everything I'm doing in this ministry. It's because of your soul. Say, Lord, let your light shine in my soul. Let your light shine in my soul. Say, Lord, let your light shine in my soul. Let it expose every secret darkness that is going to send me to hell. Let your light expose them now and remove them now. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray this prayer sincerely. Even if you don't understand, pray. Because even Peter did not understand that he's going to deny Jesus. He didn't believe he would deny Jesus. Pray. So don't let your light shine in my soul. Let it expose every secret darkness that is going to send me to hell. Let it expose and terminate them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points before I'll be praying for you. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let my interest and passion be withdrawn from everything that does not glorify you and your kingdom. Say, Father, let my interest and desire and passion be withdrawn from everything that does not glorify you and your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, let my interest be in those things that will glorify you. Let my passion be only in those things that will glorify you and your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Lord, withdraw my interest. Withdraw my passion. Withdraw my desire from everything that does not glorify you. From everything that does not glorify your name. From everything that does not glorify your kingdom. And let us set my passion, set my desires, set my love on those things that glorify you. Let my love and desire be only in those things that glorifies you, only in those things that promotes your kingdom in the earth. Let my desire be only in those things. Let my passion be only in those things. Come to God. So Lord, withdraw my interest. Withdraw my passion. Withdraw my desire from everything that does not glorify your name, from everything that does not glorify your kingdom. And let my desire, interest, passion be only in things that glorifies your name and kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, immerse me into the river of your glory. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, immerse me. You know, to immerse is to dip something, to dip something into the depths of a river. You're going to say, Father, immerse me into the river of your glory. All my life change into the same glory. Till my spirit, soul, and body change into the same glory. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, immerse me into the river of your glory till all my life change to the same glory. Oh God. Say, Lord, immerse me into the river of your glory till all my life change into the same glory. Immerse me, Father. Immerse me, Father, spirit, soul, and body into the pool of your glory till I change into the same glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Immerse me, Father, into the depths of the river of your glory, till I change into another man. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I pray for you as the Lord is showing me right now. I pray for you that every seed of cancer inside your body system, every seed of cancer hiding in your body to produce cancer in your body, I command the fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy that seed of cancer right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You spirit of cancer, come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. So the last prayer point you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, the love of you take over my soul, take over my heart, as such that I begin to hate everything you hate and love everything you love. So Lord, let the love of you take over my soul such that I begin to hate everything you hate and love everything you love. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let the love of you take over my soul. Let the love of you take over my soul. Let the love of you take over my soul. Let the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus Christ, take over my soul. Let the love of God take over my soul. Begin to pray like that. Let the love of God, let the love of Jesus Christ take over my soul such that I begin to love what God loves and hates what God hates. Oh God, help me. Let your love take over my soul. Begin to pray that prayer wholeheartedly. Say, oh God, help me. Help me, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Let your love take over my soul. Let your love conquer my soul. Let your love enslave my soul such that I begin to love what you love, Father, and begin to hate everything you hate forever. In the name of Jesus, help me, oh God. I believe you're praying. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Let your love conquer my heart. Let your love conquer my soul. Let me begin to love as you love. Let me begin to love everything you love and hate everything you hate. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, so now we're going to stop here. I'm going to be praying for you now. I want you to place your right hand on your head as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for your great God. We thank you for your power that does not fail. We thank you, Lord, for your strength that makes anything and everything happen. Everything you want for our lives is possible because of your strength. Lord, we thank you for all that you have given to us. We thank you, Lord, for how you have helped us to pray according to your will in this prayer session. We thank you, Lord, for the answers we have already received for our prayers. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Father, these are your people. They have cried out unto you. They have called unto you. They have prayed. I ask, Father, that you show everyone mercy. In their lives, in their environments, in their situations, Lord, let everyone hear Everyone hearing my voice right now, Lord, let them experience a great turnaround, that will change their lives for good. Father, let them experience such turnaround in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the grace of God will be sufficient in your life. The grace of God will be sufficient for your progress. The grace of God will be sufficient for your success. The grace of God will be sufficient for your victories. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been so difficult for you to achieve, I decree over your life that from today, they shall happen with ease. They shall happen so easily. In the name of Jesus, every attack coming from the kingdom of darkness to destroy the fear of God in your soul, to destroy the fear of God in your heart, I decree, let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them all down. In the name of Jesus, every monitoring devil, monitoring spirit, following your life very closely to ensure that nothing good happened to you, I come against that monitoring devil. I decree that let the sword of the Lord slaughter them in Jesus' name. Every attack on your health shall fail. Sicknesses in your blood shall disappear. Diseases in your bones shall run out of your body. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. You shall excel greatly. This year, you shall excel greatly. The light that God has made you shall shine forth and prevail all over the earth. In the name of Jesus, the glory God has created with you from the day you were born shall receive power and shall begin to prevail and succeed and shine all over the world. In the name of Jesus, every limitation on your destiny is hereby destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every limitation of darkness on your finances is hereby broken in pieces. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God shall lift you up, and you shall not be put to shame. For help from the throne of God shall find you and your children and your grandchildren, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Amen. Yeah, so I'm going to stop here. Remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Goodbye.